Zimbabwe.
A very good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Round Table. I'm Marvelous Nsanga Nyahuye, this Thursday, February the 17th, 2022. Where on the program tonight, we will be speaking about some of the issues facing women as the COVID pandemic continues, and we'll also be taking a look at what's happening in politics and all around the world. I'm Marvelous in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Sithandekile Mhlanga. Yes, Marv will be touching on the also on the by-elections, the preparations for the by-elections, and what women are doing this time.
Yes, and as what Stan has just said, the big news in Zimbabwe at the moment are the by-elections. But let's take a look at what is happening throughout the world regarding some other issues that women are facing.
Fatima, who does not want her real name used, is a rape victim. She's also wearing a mask to protect her identity. Fatima was on her way home from evening prayer in April 2020 when she was assaulted by two armed men.
They had a gun to my head and a knife to my throat as they took me into the building. They raped me and they kept taking turns while they were stabbing me during the act.
At first, she was too afraid to report the incident to the authorities. Her rapist threatened to kill her if she told anyone. But like many residents in Jos, Plateau State, Nigeria, every Thursday evening, she listens to a radio show where victims of gender-based violence talk about their ordeals. Fatima eventually broke the silence.
This has been in court and it's been dragging. I need your help to be able to push through with the case. I want justice.
Nanjina Dang is the host of Silent Voices, a show on the local JFM radio station. Nadang says the program reaches 100,000 listeners every week.
When they are telling me their problem, they feel like this is a safe space. Sometimes I go emotional on the show. There are times I go blank because when you hear some cases, you wonder if we have normal human beings again on earth, because some people behave like monsters and it's really disturbing.
To help victims get justice, Nadang works with the International Federation of Women Lawyers, or FIDE. The nonprofit offers free legal representation to victims who report cases on the radio show. But FIDE's representative in Plateau State says getting justice for victims is not easy.
So much bottlenecks. So somehow we encounter some delays. But, you know, our presence also gives us a lot of breakthrough. You know, there are cases that ordinary people would report to the police and they are not being given the necessary attention. But the moment they call on FIDE for FIDE intervention, the moment we appear, the police will hasten the process.
While Fatima's rapists have yet to be convicted, FIDE will be monitoring the case. Meanwhile, the radio program will continue to help the victims of gender-based violence.
Share your story with me via Silent Voices with Nanji@gmail.com and tell me whatever sexual and gender-based violence issue or human rights violation you're facing.
Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Jos, Plateau State, Nigeria.
We are hearing there from how women in Nigeria are using radios to actually report some victims of to report about what they are facing regarding gender-based violence in Nigeria. So their report was compiled by a VOA reporter just telling us exactly what is going on. Let's take a look again at what's going on around the world.
Students in Zimbabwe are still unable to attend classes, even though that schools closed during the COVID-19 pandemic were due to reopen on February 7. That's because teachers are refusing to go back to work. The teachers currently earn less than $100 a month and want better pay. Meanwhile, students are reading on their own or heading back home, like this 16-year-old student.
My appeal is for a salary increment for teachers so that they come to work because we aren't learning. It's like we are paying fees for nothing. It's so painful as my parents are struggling for it when I am not learning at all.
The pay dispute goes back to October 2018 when the government stopped paying teachers in US dollars, switching to the reintroduced Zimbabwean dollar. The new currency has steadily lost value, effectively reducing the teachers' wages. Obed Masaraure, the president of the Amalgamated Rural Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, says the instructors want their old salary restored and says the offer of a 20% raise amounts to almost nothing.
We asked for the restoration of the value of our salaries, which were robbed from us by the government of the day. And the message is clear to the government that we need our pre-October 2018 salaries of USD 540. We know these shenanigans of adding an extra dollar to our salaries. That doesn't add up.
Government officials see the ongoing talks in a different light and are optimistic of a successful resolution.
In many ways, we already have a breakthrough. The leaders of the workers have, to a very large extent, welcomed this package, and they are only saying, let's discuss how it's going to be implemented.
The teachers and the government are expected to meet over the weekend to resume negotiations. Meanwhile, students wait to resume their studies months after the pandemic forced their schools to close. Columbus Mavunga for VOA News, Harare, Zimbabwe.
We are hearing there about the situation in Zimbabwe schools, and there is currently an impasse regarding the situation in schools. We've seen that some of the teachers have been asked not to come back if they do not sign a contract.
Sibhale ngomfanekiso nje okutshengisa ukuthi abesifazana baqhubeka njani khona le kwele Nigeria nokuthi babika njani izehlakalo zodlakela emapholiseni kukhanya kule hlelo ezifakiweyo ukuthi zibe mqoka njalo ziphathise abesifazana. Sabona njalo-ke kukhulunywa ngodaba lwababalisi okuyilo olusegudwini kulezi insuku besithi bona bafuna ukwengezelelwa iholo. Sibonile ukuthi uhulumende ke wathi uyabaxotsha kodwa umthethandaba wakumisa wabhala njalo futhi uhulumende wathi labo abangayiyo esikolo mba bafika bengafundisi labo kumele-ke beziphathe njengokuthi sebetshile umsebenzi kodwa labo bathi bakuphikisa lokho njalo uhulumende kakukhuphe lokho kasimise leso sinqumo bamnika kokuthiwa ngesingisi ultimatum i-Public Service Commission. Yizo-ke ezinye zendaba lezo esiyabe sizicubungula lapha sikhangela njalo le mkhankaso eqhutshwa ngabesifazana emningi esingathi yama-by-elections. Sikhangelele ukuthi kube lo nkosikazi Cora Ndebele lapha ozabuya abe lathi kuhlelo kodwa sisamelele ukuthi abuye whilst we are still waiting for her to join us live. Asizweni-ke umkhankaso wakhe awuqhubayo othi be a vote, a registered voter campaign.
Kundawana zonke elikuso, I'm here to introduce a be a registered voter campaign. Not to have non-voters ezindlini zethu. Very poor as to non-registered citizens in our homes. Kuqala ngomngako abantwana, your maid, amalot, all of them should appear on the voter's form. Umntwana wonke who is 18 years and above should register and appear on the voter's form. Let's enforce this for mama. If not, our constituencies are I'm a tabernacle, they will be reduced. This will mean Utsava a few representatives in parliament. And the national church is set according to the constituencies. Lokukusho ukubana you will get a small slice of cake in the national cake simply because our constituencies were reduced ngokuba singa-appi in the voters' roll. Obaba, they should go and register. Abantwana, they should go and register. Let's push this woman. Umntwana ongarejistanga ungamphakeli. No place for umntwana who doesn't appear on the register or on the voter's roll, and if he or she is 18 years and above, till she or he proves ngokubonisa islip esibonisa ukubana ukhona ku-voter's roll, usekhona ku-voter's roll. Ubaba wendlini ingubokazi Thori aze abonise ukubana is registered voter and appear on the voter's roll. I-delimitation iyasingenela njengamasebenzi ngenxa yokuthi njengabomama we are harboring non-responsible citizens who don't appear on the voter's roll. Ilotha ulinika inotice nxa lingekho ku-voter's roll lingakho registered. Or liye register simple, li appear on the voter's roll. I will want to prove to you what is registered and appear on the voter's roll. Let's put this campaign, woman. In a seven year, I register our constituencies, who says that we are our community that are being a mover, where's the motto, the word name is to every name. In short, election which will be reduced simply because who are happening, non-responsible citizens in our homes. Let's make sure that everyone who says this is it. Umalume, ukoko, umntwana, umzawa wakho, wonke should appear on the voter's roll. Let's post this campaign and let's share this video and make sure that everyone within our cycles.
Yebo ke lo nkosikazi Khoza Ndebele olwela ilungelo loluntu umhlali wakoBulawayo, a very powerful message there, marvelous, where she's encouraging she has a voter registration campaign where she's encouraging the women to make sure everyone in their households is registered. If the husband is not registered, she's saying withdraw conjugal rights. But she's saying those are the extreme measures if all fails. If your tenant is not registered, give her notice that, no, you vacate this home unless you bring your slip. She says if your sons, they are always loitering around because they are not employed and they are not registered, don't dish out the food for them and your daughters until they bring the slip that they have registered. And she's saying that, why? Because they have to be responsible citizens. There's most constituencies in Bulawayo, Matabeleland are in danger of delimitation. So the moment they reduce those, that means reduced lifestyle for citizens. So saying, why are you contributing to being an irresponsible citizen? Just go and vote so that all our lives will be better. Your life, you are affecting my life by not registering to vote. That's her message.
I want to put you in the way. Kunemi nyari kani wedu vangavari kutawara iwo pa kunsoro pa kukosha kwa kaita kunyoresa kuvota. Nasi pa chirongwa chedu che madzimai nemiswe china kutai tukutarika ajunu shakati one day. Sange tukutarika ajunu kuitika mujiporo. Sitarika shakari nyaya ye mabai elections kana nyaya ye kukosha kwa kaita kuti nyaya madzimai wawanike iwo vachinyoresa kuvota. Kaka tange tine wanguvanyari kani wedu vachange varipano. Vachitaura nesu vachitiudzawo pfungwa dzavo panyaya yekunyoresa kuvhota uku uyezve nyaya yemabai elections. Tinoona kuti mapato akasiyana siyana takavaona vachiwanikwa ivo vachiita yavanga vari kuti malaunch emabai elections avachange iriko muna March 26 takaona ZANU-PF vari ivo kuepwet uyezve mutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa vakawanikwa vachienda ikoko uko vakanosvikowana vachitaura nevatsigiri vavo vachivakurudzira kuti vawanikwe vachienda kunonyoresa kuvhota. Tikaona zvakare kuti pane vakawandawo vekune mamwe mapato takaona vaDouglas Monzora veMDC Alliance vachitaurawo ivo zvakare kuti vakange vawanikwa vachiloncha kampeini yavo kuHighfield yekuti vanhu vanyorese kuvhota. Uyezve tikaona kuti nemusi wesvondo iwo uno bato reCCC Citizens Coalition for Zimbabwe zvichawanikwawo richiwanikwa richiitawo musangano wavo mukuru kugwanzira stadium uko vari kuti zvakare ivo vari kudawo kuti vanhu vanyorese kuvhota. Regai timboona zvanga zviri kuitika apo takaona veZANU-PF vachiwanikwa ivo vachiita musangano wavo wekunyoresa kuvhota kuepwe. apo tanga tiri kunzwa nifuona vatsidzirire batsiri zano PF vachiwani kwao vachita musangano wavo kuepwet uko vakange vari kutsvaga rutsigiro arwe mabai elections achawani kwa iwo achiuya mumwedzi unotevera asi tiri ipapo panyaya iyoyo tine zvakare video yeve MDC Alliance achitange tichizounza uyezve nehurukuro yatakaita navo asi tine munyarikani wedu wekutanga ari pano regai tigatavaunza kuti timbonzwawo kuti ivo vari kuona sei zviri kuitika munyika panyaya yemabai elections uyezve panyaya yekuti madzimai vawanikewo vachipinda mumisangano iyoyi regai tione kuti vakagadzirira here. Halo Tafadzwa. Halo.
Halo, makadi henyu, Sismavi.
Aiwa, tiri wadi, tisananguruwo zita renyu, uyezve kuti panapa nhasi makamirira chii, tinoona kuti munopeta hedzi dzakawanda wanda, asi taura henyu tisi.
Maita basa, ini ndinonzi Tafadzwa Matinenga, ndakapfeka yellow guts, kamunongoziva kuti yellow mazuva ano takangoti yellow tirikureva zvichi. Inini ndinonzi Tafadzwa Matinenga, ndiri the chair lady wekuno kuku Washington DC branch.
Saka tiudzei kuti imi zvii zvamuri kuita muri kunze kwenyika kuedza kuti madzimai nevamwe vanyatsonzwa panyaya iyoyi yemabai elections nezvimwe.
Maita isusu tiri kukurudzira munhu wese kuti anoregista kuvhota. Saka tiri kukurudzira vana vechidiki, madzimai nemadzibaba, zvandazvitaura handina kunzvirwa zvangu, but tiri kukurudzira kuti munhu wese akwanise kuexercisa right yake. Inova iyo right yedu iri muconstitution yekuti uvhote. Tinoti kuvhota chinhu chakanaka nekuti chinhu chinokuti chinopa pundutso muzvinhu zvinoitika munyika noupenyu. Saka tiri kuti munhu wese ngaawanikwe achikurudzira. Isusu tiri kukurudzira, tiri kufonera hama dzedu, tiri kufonera shamwari dzedu, tiri kuvabatsira tichitsvaya kunzwisisa kuti zvii zviri kuitika kuti zviri kunetsa kuti vanhu vasakwanise kuregista kuvhota. Right now tinozva kuti vheki ine zvakawanda zvakaburiswa zvine maissues ne the voters roll. Saka zvinhu zviri kutarisirwa izvozvo zvikunzi kuti tinzwisise so that patinoita maelections vedu muna 2023 tinokwanisa kuva nemafree and fair elections.
Muri ipapo zvii zvamuri kunzwa kubva kune vamunotaura navo kumusha zviri kunyanyonetsa nyanya takatarisa madzimai pakuti vaende kunonyorisa kuvhota?
Tiri kunyanya kunetsa madzimai nevechidiki inyaya yemaids yekuti vana varikuda kuregista asi havana maids. Saka tiri kutanga tichikumbira kuti nyaya iyoyo iongororwe pese panenge pane registration office or place vanhu vemaid office yemaid inge ivepo kunyanya kumaruva kumamishop vanhu zvino kuti munhu aende kunoregista kunotora id kuHarare gava zviite kuti zvive zvinhu zvinyore. Saka tanga tichikumbira kuti zvonichi this zviitwe looked into kuti vanhu vakwanise kuregista. Ndiyo nyaya iri kunyanyonetsa madzimai yekuti zvonichi kuti mwana awane id zviri kunetsa, kuti muroora aone id zvinhu zviri kunetsa. Saka vari kuti varikuda kuti rubatsiro kuti nyaya iyo yemaid itarisirwe. And madzimai ari also concerned nenyaya yekurohwa kuri kuitwa vanhu nezuro kwakabuda nyaya yakaitwa kumashonaland yakaita I think in kuHarare kumashonaland east if I'm not mistaken. I have to verify my details, but pane varume vakarowa nepamusoro pekuti vanga vakapfeka kala yakafanana yangu neyangu yandakapfeka izvezvi yero. Saka vari kutyira mhuri dzavo, vari kutyira vana vavo, vari kutyira varume vavo, ivo vari kutyirawo upenyu hwavo kuti munhu zveshuwa-shuwa ungarohwe here pamusana nekuti unosapota bato rakadai, nekuti pamusana pekuti hausapoti ZANU-PF. Zvinhu zvinofanira zvichikurudzirwa munyika kuti munhu unofanira kufamba wakapfeka chaunoda usingarohwe nekuti pamusana peizvozvo.
Maybe you can just tell us in English, what is your role? You are a young woman yourself. How are you encouraging other people to register to vote from here in the United States?
Absolutely. Thank you very much. So one of the things that we look at as a branch, there are various ways we help to participate in this electoral system. At the moment, we do what we call phone banking. Phone banking is when we call our friends and families who are in Zimbabwe and ask them, could they have their registered to vote? Are there any issues? So we document those issues. We remind them. We assist them in making sure that they are able to go to make in getting either their documents or in ensuring that they are able to go and register to vote. Zvakawanda wanda zviri kuita face hanzvadzi dzedu dzekuZimbabwe. Vakawanda havasi kushanda, vakawanda havana access to the important basic things. Saka izvozvo zvinoti isusu kuti tikwanise kuratidza kuasesa kuti chii chiri kunyatsoitika kuti mwana wemuZimbabwe atadze kuriritira mhuri yake. Saka zvinhu izvozvo zvatinge tichipusha kuti vanhu vanzwisise kuti pamuri ipapa hapasi kuita nepamusoro pekuti ZANU-PF iri kutadza kuita kuti nyika ive munhu yekuti munhu wese ashanduke. Saka tinoti kuti ushanduke wakufanira kutoti uregister to vote, uvote kuti mangwana ukwanise kuchengeta mhuri yako. Saka ndizvo zvatiri kutarisira kuti that we assist. We also assist, obviously, like I was, as I mentioned before, we've had stories of people being kidnapped, being beaten up, being tortured, simply because of their party, political party affiliate. And recently, we have a big star rally coming up on this weekend, and we've seen that the police clearance has certain restrictions that they do not give to the ruling party or party ya Mwanzora.
So, if I may just chime in, what are some of those restrictions that your party has been asked to adhere to? And Sai, you can chime in on this one.
So some of the things that I read was the issue like nyaya kuti vanhu vari kurambidzwa kuti vanotakurwa nemabhazi. Asi tutakaona kuti zvine chipakaitika rally yekuzanupia mabhazi angakatowanda. Achitakura vanhu. Saka izvozvo zvinhu zvekuti unonyatsowanda kuti varuda kunyatsoti zvifambe senoti kana vari vanhu vari confident, if they are confident in their ability to retain the electoral voter, then they should not be afraid of having anyone campaign. Vari kuramba kuti they say our own slogans kuti vanhu vaimbe, kuti vanhu vapfeke hembe dzine party yavo. Saka those things, as iwo pavakaita marali zavo, they did not have those restrictions. So we're looking at fairness. Is ZEC documenting these things? What is it saying when it sees these things? So when you see an institution like ZEC being quiet, when it clearly sees that laws are being unfairly distributed according to party lines, when they are in institution that's supposed to be when we not biased, you wonder what exactly are they standing for and what exactly is their mandate.
So I think you can chime in before I drop Tafaz and bring in your guest if she's around.
Yes, that's a very interesting observation there. But here in the diaspora, how can you say, what's your impact back home? How do you contribute to the developments happening now in Zimbabwe?
Thank you very much. So like I said, I'm a Zimbabwean. So just by that mere fact, Yeguti, I'm a Zimbabwean, there's certain rights that I have. Number one, I need to be able to vote. I need to be allowed to be voting as a diaspora because of I am a Zimbabwean. And what impact am I doing? Being able to communicate with family and friends, letting them know that this is their right, and it's a right that's enabled in the Constitution. You should not be afraid to exercise your right. You should not be afraid to wear what your political party is a symbol of, what their brand is. So those are the things that we discuss. As you all know, like I said, right now we have people that were beaten because of wearing their party brand. So why would an organization want to execute, beat people because of those things? So I think those things, the fact that we are able to communicate and understand those issues and highlight those issues, Nehana Delu, is very important. And also highlighting the irregularities which in the ZEC voters' role, the issues and the its lack of accountability on some of these things.
Yes, and here in Washington, do you get to meet, are there a lot of Zimbabweans here whom you talk to and work with, or you also collaborate with some from other states?
Absolutely. So we don't live in a vacuum. So I'm part of the Zimbabwean community, and there are so many people that I live and work with. People, I've been here for a while. So we do interact, we do talk, we meet at various functions. I know Marvelous. I've seen her at different functions. I go to attend. We also collaborate as a branch here in North America. We are not just working in isolation. North America itself has many branches. So you have Texas. If you live in Texas, you can join the Texas branch. If you live in Georgia, if you live in Ohio, each state has its own branch of the CCC brand. So you have a network where you can be able to align with values that you feel are important to you.
Okay, that's very interesting. And what do you get from the people? Are the hopes high that the voter registration or the voting process will bring changes to Zimbabwe?
What is concerning right now is the fact that ZEC has lost its credibility in a lot of people. People don't have confidence in it. We have had reports that show so many irregularities in the voters' roll. We have seen how it is mute on issues that are happening at the moment that will have an impact on election day. The fact that we can have members who are beaten and it does not address or call out those issues shows when it is an institution that is supposed to be keeping track of these human rights violations is also a concern that we have. Because when it comes on election day and people have questions on the credibility of the results, it is because of these things that are happening now as we get to prepare for the elections. So that is why we are calling up on ZEC, that it be a credible institution where when it finally calls out those results, people have faith and confidence in the way it should have acted and done its mandate.
Okay, very interesting there. And Mava, our other guest, will end up calling her because she's saying it says a Apple camera and it's not allowing her to come in. Right, so that means we'll have Cora Ndebele on the phone. I hope she will pick up now because she says she's fine on the phone. Otherwise, it would have been interesting to have her also on video. But let's just wait. She's there waiting for us. Yebo, iyasizwa ingani volume yakho iphansi. Ungazama ukuyikhweza iye phezulu. Oh, mana lami ngifake ku-speaker. Hayi, lami bengafakanga ku-speaker. Khuluma njalo. Uthi ngizwa ukuthi ngiyakuzwa. Oh, hayi, ngiyaxolisa ngeyami iphansi. Khuluma njalo sizwe, uzintroduce ukuthi ibizo mbani.
Igama ngikhora Ndebele.
Usuzwakala. Ye, ungaqhubeka.
Ngiyabonga. Igama ngikhora Ndebele. Umhlali isizalwane lomhlali wakoBulawayo.
Yes, ke sadlala uma bona kude wakho impiko wakho mfitshane lapha ukhuluma ngokuthi abantu beregiste ukuvota lapha ezindlini. Ngakho sesizwile obekukuvideo. Esesingakubuza khona kathesi ukuthi uqhubeka njani umkhankaso wakho, kulula yini ukukhuluma nabantu ungene ezindlini?
umkhankaso siyaqhubeka ngawo ngifuqa kakhulu lapha kuko-social media abanye bafonela ngizokubafonela abanye izakhamizi eziseduzane ngiphila nazo ngizibondelela ngikhuluma lazo munye ngamunye ikakhulu omama ngibe bakhuthaza kakhulu ukuthi asifuqeni lo mkhankaso komama kube yithi esibona ukuthi imuli zethu zonke abahlali bethu bonke ezindlini zethu babe-registered
yebo-ke kodwa kahle kahle uqhuba njani uyaqoqoda ezindlini kumbe ukhuluma labantu ohlangana labo emgwaqweni
ngiyaqoqoda ezindlini kulabo engisondelane labo kwesekusithi laba abanye kuhlangana labo emgwaqweni umuntu singabuye sithole ithuba lokuxoxa sengitshela ngalo-ke ikhampeni
kodwa yamukelwa njani sikhuluma kanje ungasichazisela ukuthi kuyini oselikwenzile abantu bathini balitshelani kule ngxaki kuhamba njani
abantu batsho ukubana umkhankaso bayawuzwa njalo abazama kakhulu ukubana bakhuthaze izimuli zabo bazifuqele izimuli zabo ukuthi ziyirejista ekuvoteni elo bantu ushupho abahlangana lalo ikakhulu ngabatsha abatsha abavele batsho ukubana abasiboni isidingo sokubana bavote kumbe babe-rejista ngokuba bona babona ukubana ushupho lolu esilalo ezweni lakithi ezimbabwe akulamehluko kade abadala bevota susela ngo-1980 kuze kufike namhlanje sebeluze ihope ekuvoteni so kuze bakabi ukukhuthaza abatsha kodwa ngalokhu-ke siyakhuthazana njengabazali ukubana abantwana okunye kakusadinga ukubana abe ne-reason yokubana arejiste sokufuze nje wona njengomzali ube fam kuthi umbonise ukubana ukuze niqhubeke nginawe lapha ekhaya siphisa naye futhi umekushuwa ukubana ube registered
Uke wakhuluma njalo ngothe wena ngesiNgisi ngama-extreme measures ukuthi nxa konke sokwehlule kuyini okwenziwa ngabesifazane.
Ngithi lokubana kubomama ikakhulu yithi esifuqa lo mkhankaso yi-household leyo. Nxa sokwehlule kubomama ngithi asithatheni ama-extreme measures. Awukuthi athi siqala sisakhuthazana sisazame ukubonisana sincengana. Kodwa manxa sokhe sithola i-negative response ezindlini. Sokuzethe ama-extreme measures la okuthi manxa ungumama nxa engubaba esala ukurejista ungangcono ubaba umncishe icansi ungamnikhi ingubo umbonise ukubana into leyo ofuna iyenze ukufuze ayenze ukuze la ube lenjabulo ekhaya ube lenjabulo emzini wakho ngalokhu iza kuqhubeka ukumnikeza ucansi unenjabulo yena ubaba engekho-registered ngalokhu ye umama akathathe lawa ama-measures ukuthi uyatshela umyeni wakho ukubana nxa ungekho-registered baba ucansi kawuwutholi ingubo kawuzitholi ukuze ubaba aze ayerejista akungabantwana umzali abantu abetisayiza ukuthi abaningi abafika 8 days kuleka abasebenzi abaqhatshwanga bathole emabrijini ineni labo kube bazama nje ukuziphilisa phandle but kabakhona ukubana bazinakekele ngokuba akunamsebenzi lapha ekhaya elapha ezimbabwe so sithe njengabomama bekushiwa ukuthi cause ithe sibona ukubana umntwana udlile ugqokile so asikwenzeni kube nzima emntaneni ukubana mebhacele ukudla lapha ekhaya uvele uthi no dinner for you today because you're not registered I can't continue ngifida mnganami wena ungekho responsible because esifuna ukubabonisa khona abantwana ukuthi be responsible because ukuze angatholi leyo msebenzi ufice ukuthi kushota ivoti la ivoti lakhe liyadingakala ukurestituesa kwakho kuyadingakala kuze kutshintshe i-community kutshintshe isizwe sonke ndisikele so siyakhuthaza umama ukubana sithani those extreme measures if worst comes to worst first those extreme measures kubabaka nosex endlini akubaba azeyirejista azakubonisele isitilipe sokuswa baserejistad ikuthi umama laye amjabulele ecansi abantwana ukudla soze kuthola umntwana nodinner for you uzowubonisa ukubana urejista even no breakfast ukuze umntwana abone ukubana umama ufuna into lokuyenza njengomama singazithathe lawa ama-extreme measures I know ukuthi uzaba nezero tolerance to non-registered voters with our homes
yes ungasitshela ukuthi kambe lokhu kuyenzeka yini soze kuhele yini kwabesifazane ukuthi umntwana lokhu ungamphakeli lokhu engadli ba kuyenza kuphethe ngani lecansini lapho kuyaphetha ngani nxa bengalaleli
hayi indlala ibuhlungu ngaphethe lawo manager indlala ibuhlungu kambe sengaze ngitshone ngendlala ilanga amabili amathathu ngokuba ngiyihlela nje kudobha isithupha sami ye lapho ukurejista khona njiyentojesempiye mfeli isiphu ngitole umngane wami wokudla endlini kudlala ubuhlungu umntwana ngavele kwenze kanye uwenze kanye njengomama ngiyakhona ukuba ngasosa kwakhona umntwana uyakuyirejista wavotingsewavotinedobit angiyabelele ngendlala isisu sikhala sibushuku wethu yelokuthi nithathe isitupa zakhe ayiregister abezokubonisa ukubana seregister lawo mama semfakela zokusifaka ukuthi ngabe ngoba vele unyakelela selukhona soluphezulu into engiyazi ukuthi ubaba la angaze lihlale insuku engazitholi ingubo ngoba iy'ngubo ziqakathekile ngithi yiwo phela umuzi umama angabelekhiwe khonapha ubaba uzezwa ubuhlungu uzabona heyi ukuze lakusekhaya into elinjabulo lami ngithole imfanelo zami ufuze ngiyiregister uzahambe iyiregister abeyesti ngoba yitho nje ukuthi la ngama-extreme measures i-last option esilayo njengabomama ukufuqa kubana kube ne-zero tolerance to non-register to voters ithahumbi.
Yebo ke singaya kulimi lwesiNgisi. If you can explain to us what's your campaign, the registered voter campaign is all about, and how, why is it being spearheaded by women?
Okay, the peer registered voter campaign is a campaign that I started as a woman, encouraging other women to join, other women to join me in this campaign. Our aim is to make sure that at household level, there is no tolerance to non-registered voters, because I am grieved with concern that the political parties and the civil society have tried its best to encourage people to go and register. But still, we find that the number of people that are registering and turning up to register is still low. Hence, we started this campaign as women to encourage each and every female member at household level to take this campaign seriously and make sure that there is no tolerance to non-registered voters in our homes. For every individual who is 18 years and above, who should be a responsible citizen and make sure that he or she register.
Yes, and who in particular are these who should be targeted in the home?
We should target our own children, our own family members. This includes children, our spouses, our husbands, our tenants, all who are residing at your residence or at your residence should all register.
Yes, tell us about the extreme measures. You said if all doesn't work out, women can resort to extreme measures.
Yes, the extreme measures that I'm talking about is like if you're a woman and you have children, those are 18 years and above, if you tried all ways and means of explaining to them the importance of being a registered voter and the response is still negative, then we have to take these extreme measures. For your children who are 18 years and above, let's not give them food. Let's say there's no dinner for you today till you bring your registering slip. That shows that you have registered that you are now reappearing on the voter roll. Then for our husband, we are taking extreme measures of saying no sex till you become a responsible citizen and appear on the voter roll. Because I've observed that as women, we are the only people who can push this campaign. We can go to those extreme measures that will force every family member to be a registered voter. For the challenge again, just make sure that you say, no, I cannot take you, I cannot continue accommodating you at my house, even if you are paying rent. But you know, we are where we are today as a nation because of people who are irresponsible, who don't want to go and register, who don't want to be a voter. So that's why the challenge that if you don't register, then I will be left with no option, but you need to chase you out. So I know that tenants will make sure that they go and register. Because it's not easy to continue changing homes because if the property ends up getting destroyed. And for our husbands, I know they cannot stay long without sex. So they have no option but to abide by the demand, but by our demand as women.
Yes, and how practical is that? Do you think it can be carried on for a long time that the children say they are not eating at home or the husband, there's withdrawal of conjugal rights, and how exactly is this practical? And so far, what have people said about it during your campaign?
Okay, I think this is practical because I know very well that no one can go for a day or two. For our children, I know they won't go a day or two without food. So if you don't give them food for one night, I know that the following morning they'll make sure that they wake up in the morning, carry their IDs and go and register. Simple as that. Then for our husbands that day, you know, they can't stay away from, we can't deny them their contract rights for long. I know if they stay away from this for a day or two, they will make sure that they register. Because at the end of the day, they want to make us women, their wives, their loved ones, so they just comply and register.
Okay, very interesting words then, marvelous from our guest, Cora Ndebele, a human rights activist and a resident in Bulawayo with a registered voter campaign. Over to you. Yes, stay on the line, Mrs. Ndebele, we're coming back to you.
Thank you so much for Tandatukun's way to Kubak Namai, Cora Ndebele, Vartora, Iwok Vanechirongwa, Chavarku Kuruzravan, which ended in Murika Kupota, which was Kachirongwa Chavichi. Variku kurudzira vanhu kuti kana muine maroja asina kurejista kuvhota aiwa ngavadzinge vari kutiwo zvakare vana baba ngavanyime bonde hanzi vana kana vasina kurejista chikafu ngachiite chishoma nekuti vari kuti ivo vanhu vakasarejista ndozvinozoita kuti mangwana zvinhu zvisawanike zvichisanduka munyika saka ndokutaurawo kwavari kuita nemaonero avo asi tiri panyaya yemakampeins anga ari kuitwaya regai timbonzwa sevanhu vanga vachinzwawo zvekutaurwa nasitafadzwa matinenda vari pano vakamirira bato reCCC regai tiende timbonzwa nekutaurwawo nevamwe vachange vakamirira bato rezano PF kuepwek kuti vari kuti ivo zvii zvavachaunza munzvimbo iyoyi yeepwek
To work with the party and to ensure a landslide victory come 26 March and also 2023. We're at the nomination court. Everything is going above board. We've submitted our documents. We'll come back in the afternoon to get our result, well, actually to get your name announced. So, but I think everything has gone smoothly as possible. We can't wait to leave this place. We want to hit the ground running. We want to deliver the promises that we gave to the people as we were campaigning. So I'm really excited and grateful to the people of Epwek for the support. I'm grateful to the president for his policy of saying we want everyone on board to vote for them. Thank you very much.
Apo tiri kunzwa mudzimai achange akamirira bato rezano PF kunzvimbo yeepwek vachitaurawo pfungwa dzavo kuti ivo zvii zvavari kufungidzira kuti vachaunza kubato ravo rezano PF regai tinzwe zvakare kubva kuna vamwe vachange vakamirirawo bato reCCC munzvimbo yepepe muzvare tobayiwa vachitaurawo nesu kuti zvii zvavari kutarisira ivo kuti vachaunza kunzvimbo iyi zvaine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu muzvare tobayiwa zviri pamwoyo penyu ndezvipi semumwe achange akamirira sangano reCCC mukwekwe central
zviri pamwoyo pangu ndezvekuti tinochinjisandura mutemo nezviri kuitika mararamiro atiri kuita muno mukwekwe central
zvinhinga mupini zvamuri kuona zviri kusangana nevanhu imomo ndezvipi
zvimwe zvacho ndeizvozvi zviri kutoitika zvamunoona sisi tichitaura kudai magetsi aende handizivi kuti chikonzero chaita kuti magetsi aende chii ndozvimwe zvezvimwe zvinhu zvatinenge chida kunotarisa mukatarisa mukwekwe izvezvi hatina mvura tinotorarama nemvura yekunaya magetsi aenda saka izvezvi hatizivi kuti torarama nei saka chimwe chechinhu chatinoda kunochinja kuparliamendi kana ndazopinda ini muzvare tobayo ndinoda kunonzwisisa kumakurukota edu kuti chinomboita kuti magetsi aende chii nokuti isusu taimbofunga kuti kana tikange takuita zvekujusa magetsi haachaendi zvino iko zvinezvi tiri kungojusa magetsi ari kuenda mvura chai chai taifunga tikaisirwa mamita yekuti tijuse mvura haiende but mvura iko zvino mukwekwe tatisina kana dambudziko rekuti mvura inoenda but iko zvinezvi mvura yakutoenderera nemagetsi takutoverenga kuti kana magetsi akaenda nhasi tobatawo kuti magetsi adi aenda saka takuverenga kuti mvura yakuenda in the next 2 days vana havasichaendi kana kuchikoro hachiyazivi kuti ndo korona here korona yakarova kunyange nematicha here korona yakarova kunyange nekunodzidzira vana vedu zvakutishungurudza isusu muno muguta rekwekwe nekuda kwekuti muno muguta rekwekwe kunoitwa zvemainini vana vazhinji vasingachaendi kuchikoro vakumhanyidzana kuenda kumakomba kunochera zvinova izvo rava dambudziko rakutiwandira kuti magetsi hatina mvura hatina vana vachaendi kuchikoro zvese zvakutiwandira torarama sei munzvimbo yekwekwe
tombotarisa pamataura panyaya yekorona yakamira sei imomo mukwekwe
muno mukwekwe mastatistics ekorona tinangoienze but chinondishamisa ndechekuti marali anoitwa zvikoro zvakavharwa zvinorevere kuti vanoenda kumarali havarohwi nekorona asi vana vechikoro vari kunzi havaende kuchikoro muno mukwekwe kana tine vana vakambobatwa nekorona kuzvikoro i1 or 2% yevana vakabatwa nekorona kuzvikoro asi kumarali hapana anobatwa nekorona inongobata kuvana chete vari vachienda kuchikoro zvinova izvo zviri kutibata sevagari vemukwekwe sevagari vevana vemuzimbabwe again not kwekwe chete zviri kubata nyika yese asi mukwekwe chinoenye chirwadzo ndechekuti mune nhau yezvekukorokoza vana vese vakutizira kuenda kunokorokoza uyezve mune nhau yemutoriro iri kusvitwa nevana nekuda kwefodya mbanje zvese zvakuitika muno vana they are now uncontrollable hachakwanisi kukontrola vana nekuda kwezvese izvozvi saka chikumbiro changu ndechekunoti kana hurumende ingatiwanirawo zvimwe zviri nazvo kuti vana vedu vadzokere kuzvikoro vatipe protection yekuti vana vakwanise kudzokera kuchikoro kana vachikwanisa kupa protection nevanhu vanoenda kumarani ngavachipewo protection kuna vana vedu vaende kuzvikoro
aiwa tinotenda
thank you so much
asi tisati taenda chitaurai zvakare muuye uchizive kuti vanhu vanovhotera papi semunhu ari kutsvaga uritsigiro kwamuri iko
muno mukwekwe tine macenters atinawo one izvezvi kune chirongwa chekurejista kuvhota chiri kutenderera nharaunda yese yekwekwe muzuva ranhasi nezuva rakapfuura rane zuro vanga vari mumasasa vari pamusha wezayoja church ndopanga pachirejistirwa kuvhota kwoitazve mangwana acho vanenge vari kuward 6 vachatenderera mawards ose vachirejista kuvhota uyezve kanazve takuenda kunovhota tichange tine masenders edu kwatinovhotera mukwekwe tine masenders 36 ekuvhotera so masenders iwayo ndoatange tichienda tichinovhota isusu bato rangu randinobva rinonzi triple c citizen coalition for change kuti zvinhu zvose zvishanduke magets ari kuenda mvura iri kushanduka zvese izvi tikwanise kuzvichinja hande tinovhotera muzvare dzidzi tobayiwa patriple c inotungamirwa naadvocate Nelson Chamisa citizen coalition for change
aiwa tinotenda aiwa apo tanga tiri kunzwa hurukuro yakakaita isu namuzvare Judith Tobaiwa necitizens coalition for change vachitaura ivo kuti vari kusangana nezvininga mupini zvakati wandei semudzimai asi regai timbonzwa zvakare vadouglas monzura vanga vaine launchwo yavo yemdc alliance sevanhu vanotema vasina kwavakarerekera kuti vanga vari kuti chii pamusoro peurongwa hwebato ravo
The signing of the unity accord ended the bloodletting in Machiavellian and the signing of the global political agreement ended the bloodletting that took place in 2008 so it stands to reason that we must put dialogue at the forefront of our political objectives and the political strategy sorry
and this case, what kind of reforms are you looking forward to
We are looking at both social, political, and economic reforms. On the economic reforms, we want to remove the dual and enclave nature of our economy. You will see that our economy Zimbabwe has got two economies. There is the economy of big business inherited from colonialism and so on, and the economy for the common man. So there is a dual enclave. We want to bridge that gap because it is a colonial legacy. We want equal access to national resources. We want equal access to opportunity. On the political front, we want reforms to remove the polarization in our society. We want electoral reforms, especially the diaspora vote. So there are a number of reforms that we are going to have. And we have a document as the MDC which spells out these reforms in the
future.
It has helped before. It has worked before. I remember in 2008, in 2009, up to 2018, we were negotiating the constitution. And how we resolved certain of the issues in the constitution was via dialogue. So it has worked before. The ending of the hostilities was dealt with through JOMIC, and that was dialogue. Gone are the days where Zimbabwe must live in polarization. We want Zimbabwe to appreciate that it is all right to belong to different political parties. It mustn't be a matter of life and death. Today we are very happy. ZANU-PF had their meeting. We are having our meeting and there is relative peace. That's what we want. We were appalled yesterday during our car rally when one of the political parties tried to disturb that. And we didn't retaliate because they were trying to engage us in a race to the bottom, and we are not going to do that. But we want Zimbabweans to be free to pursue whatever our political agenda they have.
Speaking of dialogue, given the opportunity, would you form a new government with Zimbabwe?
I am unable to tell what the result of the dialogue will be, what the outcome of the dialogue will be.
I was up for treatment ways to cook up Douglas Montura, Bangalore Tora Evo, a Panem Sandan Wakaiton, Bachelor MPC, T, Ravanda, Chitara, Evo, Varta, Tawan, Pipo Pane, Mauritan, Majina Shakadaro, Chitaka Shakarati, Timbo Tarsa, Shangashi Utawa, and a Bachelor CCC from Sandan Wakaitan in Zuro, Eva Shaura, Maunera, Wanama Mirakaita Shunimita.
Activities and development in the entire party politics of our country in relation to the electoral process, the by-election, as it was declared for the 26th of March 2022. So we deployed a team of experts as an alternative to look into the following issues. Number one, we looked into the voter roll. You know that the voter roll is an area of contest issue. We highlight this in our reform agenda as an alternative, that there are seven critical issues that we made the world aware of, that we think are critical if we are to hold free, fair, and credible elections.
I was up for Truth's work with Baku Batre CCC, the Staura of Fuga Zabo, the Pama Nibra Kaita Jim, Munaya Yepota registration, the Jim, and I had my elections in the Jim. And if you don't have a shop, my woman, she don't get to the sister, you can go ahead.
Yepoke, Lapuke is Zway, Mukokeli, Webanjag. Ele MDC Alliance lele MDCT umnomzana Douglas Monzora ke ube khuluma ngomkakaso wabo wathi ke ele CCC umnomzana Gifty Sizwala wakhuluma ngokunye sezwa nje kunengi nentsha onthi kathi sisobe isikhathi sokukhankasela ukhetho ngakho kunengi ke abantu abakukhulumayo nabakubonayo leze umbangazo ezikhona kodwa thina lapha ke siphethe udaba lomkhankaso ukuthi abantu bebhalisele ukuvota ngoba kulohlelo lolo kuthiwa i-delimitation exercise olunciphisa indawo abantu abalazo nxa inani lababhalisileyo liphansi yikho esixoxa ngakho lapha nonkosikazi Cora Ndebele olwela ilungelo loluntu umhlali wakobulawayo sichazile ukuthi bakhuthaza njani abantu bezigabeni zemandebeleni ukuthi besukumele phezulu bavote. Sesilaye njalo ecingweni unkosikazi Ndebele. Ye, ungasitshela ukuthi ekubhaliseni lapho abanye bebekhala ngokuthi kule ngxaki. Abalazithupha, abalancwadi zokuzalwa, abalalokhu nalokhuya. Libacebisa lithi.
Ukuthi abalazingwalo ezifanele ukubana beyirejista. Ndizinye izingwalo ezifana labo-proof of residence, certificate kumbe isithupha. So kulaba abangala i-proof of residence yaba assista kulamaloya ngamanye esebenzisana nawo ahlezi nje eseduzane kulama-commissioner hlezesizasongela i-proof of residence iyakwenzela i-assistanti ye-proof of residence uthoregist then bese kuzobala la abangala mabhesa kuthaza ukuthi behambe komsitheki baye bekushaw ukuthi bayathola lawo mabhesa ezithupha loba nje bekhala ngokuthi amalayini angikhona kunzima ebe esithupheni abantu bakhona baningi kakhulu ngoba siyabona ukuthi kobaba lohlelo uhlupho lwe-covid olenza ukubona bezithupha babe beme ukuthatha ngaleyo ndlela abantu abaningi especially abantwana abafikise 18 years bafisa ukurejista but abalazithupha ngalokhu siyabakhuthaza ubana bahambe endaweni bafinyele endaweni eziseduzane labo makubulaaomsitheni nabe-chatgot ukuthi bethatha lezo zithupha ngale besilokhu sizama ukukhulumisana nabo abaziki ukuthi mbanxa laba kuhamba lolu hlelo luhambele ukuthi abantu barejiste esondeni olufinyelela ngezigaba yezigaba eduzane nabantu ukuze abantu barejiste umqasi mhlaka-3 besizama ukubakhuthaza nokuba ubonisana nabo ukuthi kuqakathekile ukuthi xa kuhamba kulaba abarejistisayo kube lalaba laba abayisithupha ukuze umntwana ongalasithupha ole-hle ahle thathe isithupha eqeda lapha ahlereti loku uyazibana umsebenzi lo kube lula njalo kwenza ukuthi abantu abaningi barejiste kalula bengathi lokunzima
Yes, so we can talk to Sanaini, the Sanganiso, Ezek, Wumbe, Evofisigam City, Nalodota.
So we can talk to Sanaini, Ezek, Sibabunis, Uvana, Ubu, the day you program, the efficient, the way you put me in the Galula, which my mother and son, the Ambawa, kube nabe abesithuphela babe khona ukuthi ose othatha isiqhupha ahleka ahlerethi ngizobona laba bazike ukuthi cause yakhala bethu abantu ayi turn out abantu ababuya bezodidista ibuchwana nesibonto abaningi bayawathela kusiba nzima ukuthi bafinyelele noba bengalazi isithuphi kuzakhuthaza inkimo sabonisana ukuthi kabalayeze ne-ofisi yabezithetheli yabezithupheli ukuthi kube nesitulo sabantu abathatha isithupha kube nesitulo sabantu abarejistayo ku-every registration victim.
Okay, we are coming to the end of our show. What's your last word? Lapho elokugcina ongalichiyela abantu ukuthi benzeni ngohlelo lo lokubhalisela ukuvota. Sikunika umzuzu.
Okay. Okay. Engakwenza ukukhuthaza abantu ukuthi sicela bephakamele uhlelo lelo lokuphezulu. Ikhuthaza ithouse of hell because program le iBRS that water campaign le iqalileyo ivele ifuna ithouse of hell. Sithe zero tolerance to non-registered voter at House of Health. So sizama ukukhuthaza abantu ukuthi once informed member at House of Health should make a difference. To make sure ukuthi ifamily yonke abangekhaya bonke bayarejista. Nxa engubaba umama engane yadonda kakhuthaze umama ukuthi ahambe erejista. Nxa engumntwana erejista la abazali benokudosa bakhuthaze abazali ukubana behambe beyerejista. Nxa kungumama njalo baba nembuti bangarejistanga abakhuthaze abaningi bahambe beyerejista. Nxa kulilojana balikhuthaze ibinumnikazi wethu ukuthi ayirejista. Nxabesuphakamele luhlelo ithouse of health kuzayenza ukubana wonke umuntu abe rejista la manamba yethu angezele. Delimitation exercise le sikhangelela ubana ebuyayo edimayenza ubana singezelele amasithi ema-constituents njengobulawayo engahathelelele.
Ye, kuyezwakala. Sibongele ume khonapha ecingweni sinike omunye ithuba lokuvalelisa.
Aiwa, tinotenda chaizvapo tanga tirikunzwa vari kutaura amai Cora Ndebele vachitaurawo ivo panyaya yekukosha kwakaita kuti vanhu vanyorese kuvhota. Ndedeti pedza naTafadzwa Matinenda webato reCCC. Motitauro imi mazwenye kupedzisira kuti zvii zvamungada kuti vanhu vazive pamusoro pemusangano wenyu wamuchange muinawo nemusi wesvono.
Isusu tikuramba tiri kuti tichikurudzira kuti vanhu ngavaende neuwandu hwavo vaende vanonzwa kuti mukuru wedu wepati vapresidenta misa vanenge vachitaura kuzvakadii uye kuti vasimudzire musangano wavo. Saka ndiri kukurudzira kuzvinechi vanhu vaende neuwandu hwavo ende ndiri kufara chaizvo nezvanga zvichitaura nasisi vangu sisi Ndebele zvari kuratidza kuzvinechi vadzimai vari kushungurudzwa. Kana wakuona mudzimai akutaura zvaari kutaura so zvinoreva kuti zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka. Saka vanhu ngatiitei zviri kuita zviite kuti upenyu hwedu nezvinhu zvemumba medu zvishanduke ende kuti zvinhu zvishanduke munhu uri kufanira kurejista kuvhota. I think vataura mazwi akasimba kwazvo kuti kana wakuona wakunzi zvonichi hauchakwanisi kupa murume wako bota nenyaya yekurejista kuvhota. Zvinhu zvatoipata mumba umu. Saka tirikutaura kuzvonichi vanhu vari kunzwisisa ende madzimai ndo vanhu vari kushungurudzwa nekuti chinhu chakaoma kuti uzoona kuti wakuomesera murume wako.
Aiwa tatiri zvapo regai tibva tatotiritiendai chaizvo muzvare Tafadzwa Matinenga kunge manga muinesu. We've come to the end of our program, so maybe you can just thank our guests before we round off.
Yes, Nava, Sibong and Jalo, what's it as the current available Lung and Loluntu, Unshalago Lawayo, Moshello Lako, or the Castle and Moshello Lako to be a registered voter campaign, not if I decide you may stand the Gilim Shang and City Stephen and Jalo, Shell Old Fanayo.
The name is Marvelous Sanganya. He and Washington, the chief, moving into Barakanaka.